This is the brief on today's Tuesday daily edition of Conversational AI Watch, warmly sponsored by Clinician Assist. Today's briefing exposes the hidden architecture of conversational AI, revealing how invisible design choices dictate how machines actually listen to us, and more alarmingly, when they decide to protect us. First up, there's a huge shift in how AI hears us. On August 3, 2026, OpenAI revealed that their GPT Live system ditched the turn detector, that tiny model waiting for silence to guess you're done. It's now full duplex, meaning it listens and speaks simultaneously, effortlessly dropping a quick mid-sentence. But because safety systems still rely on turns, the software has to reconstruct a speculative transcript after the chat happens. It's kind of like a court reporter reconstructing a totally chaotic argument from memory. If the machine holds a live view and a rebuilt record, which one are regulators actually auditing? Second, a Barcelona audit shows that guardrails can fail entirely based on the language spoken. Researchers sent a prompt to 7 chatbots, 3,528 times across 9 languages. It was from a woman asking for help writing an apology letter to a controlling boyfriend tracking her phone. The machine's willingness to refuse that request depended completely on her language. Shockingly, 3 systems failed worst in their own developers' native languages. For example, Alibaba's Quen refused 96% of the time in English, but only 25% in Chinese. We usually assume more data equals better behavior, but Chinese is massively resourced. It's like selling a deadbolt that works perfectly in English, but just unlocks itself in Mandarin. Ultimately, whether it's patching together transcripts after the fact or dropping guardrails based on a user's native tongue, AI safety completely depends on the invisible choices made in its design.